Lesson 2, Words and Phrases. 第一个 A, 恐怕。And here really does not mean I'm afraid of something, like physical fear, but it's just a saying as to express an assessment of concern regarding a particular situation. 第一，下雨了，恐怕。我们不能打球了。第二，十一点了，现在给他打电话，恐怕太晚了。第三，这儿没空调。恐怕夏天很热吧。第四，窗户外有一条马路，这儿恐怕很吵吧。Okay, for all these words, then I would say that you need to know the pattern 恐怕. Now also notice that 恐 actually can be omitted in spoken situation, 我怕. You can simply use 怕. There are a few words that you should know is raining 下雨, too late 太晚 or 太晚了, 空调 air conditioning, 马路It's a road, even though it says horse road. It's a road for horse. It's a road. And 窗户外 is like 校外, right? Outside the window, 窗户. Used for stated verbs are 热, to hot, and 吵, noisy. So as you type, you should also make notes of some of the new vocabs. 好,下面一个,差不多。第一个，我跟姐姐差不多高。第二个，教室离这儿不远，走路差不多五六分钟。第三，你同屋的书架上一共有几本书？差不多有一百本。电影两点开始，现在差不多一点半了，快走吧。第五，你多长时间给你母亲打一次电话？我差不多一个星期打一次。Before we go to the next page, you want to review some of the vocab. Of course, 差不多, and also 教室, classroom. The Li pattern, A from B, far or not far, 远. And remember, walk is not 走, it's 走路. It's walk the road, literally. Do you know how to say minutes, 分钟? Roommate, 同屋. So useful words. 开始, start.Right? The movie starts at 2. 快, here doesn't mean quick, it just means quickly. So the translation is like, right now, let's do it immediately. 母亲, it's the first time we've seen. 妈妈, it's a formal way of saying mother. 多长时间, how long? 好,下面一页, next page, continuing to 6. 第六,你弟弟长得什么样?跟我差不多，好多人看见我常常叫他的名字。第七，今天的天气跟昨天差不多，不冷，不热，很舒服。Okay, before I leave 差不多 here, some of the words are useful is 长得什么样，长。And here notice that word is 长 long, but here used as a verb means usually describe to grow or appearance, look. And then the difference here is 看见 compared to 看. 看见 is physically see, saw an object or a person. And 看 is like look at or watch a movie or read a book, right? So it's the difference. 看见 is literally see something or someone. 好, 下面一个, 吵。 第一, 外面很吵, 我不能看书。 第二, 这儿很安静, 一点儿也不吵。 第三, 他们两个人不知道为什么吵起来了。别吵了。 第四个, 别吵了, 有什么问题? 好好说。 Okay, for this one, 吵, we have words useful like 外边, which means outside. 外 is used for outside, but usually you follow a noun like 学校外, 校外, 窗户外, 窗外. And you, if you want to just simply say outside, then you have to add a word, 边, 外边. And notice that the use of 能, as in cannot, not allowed by the situation. 安静, as opposed to 吵. And here is a pattern, is not at all, 一点儿也不, not at all, 一点儿也不, usually followed by a stated verb or an adjective. Okay, and the next one we say 吵起来, notice 起来 means started to quarrel. So 起来 is a pattern that you can put a stated verb or a verb right before it. So you say they started to sing, 唱起来. You have to use the bare bone verb, not a verb object form. Okay, they started to talk, 说起来. All right, and then the last one here in this section is 别, as in don't do something, right? 别吵了. And also notice that 好好, repeated 好 twice, 好好 means to do it something well. And here, it's almost a set phrase, talk it over, talk it out. 好好说. 好, 下面一个第, 安静. 第一, 我们的宿舍很安静. 第二, 这儿安静得很. 我们就在这儿坐一下吧. This is probably the first time we've seen 的很, put it after the adjective. 安静的很 means 很安静. It's a set phrase, 的很, after the adjective. 安静的很 is just like 很安静. Notice on these two pages, we're also skipping that little section here away with words, right? On page 48. All right, let's continue into page 50. 好,第三, 安静点, 弟弟在睡觉. Okay, notice that 一点 can only be placed if it's 一点, and here 一 is omitted. And 一点 can only be placed after the stated verb or adjective. If you want to put it before the stated verb or adjective, you have to use 有点, and that means somewhat, somehow, somewhat a little quiet. Okay, somewhat quiet. So 安静一点, 弟弟在睡觉. 第四, 我们找一个安静的地方聊聊, 好吗? Here, 聊聊 is like 聊天, to chat. 好, 一, 一般, or 一般. 我听说学校餐厅的饭一般都不太好. 第二, 新生一般都没有车，差不多都找老生开车，带他们去买东西。 第三，周末学校宿舍一般都有点吵。Notice 有点 right before the state verb 有点吵 somewhat noisy。图书馆比较安静。好，第四，星期一到星期五，他一般都在学校餐厅吃饭。周末常常去饭馆。F， 不怎么样。第一，这个图书馆不怎么样，书很少。你觉得这栋楼怎么样？不怎么样，又小又旧。Notice the word 旧 here, old. 老 is for age, and 旧 is for things, so it's more like used. 第三，你觉得这个房间的家具摆得怎么样？ Placed, 摆得怎么样？不怎么样。床应该靠右， lean towards right. That's the first time we've seen 靠。书桌应该靠窗户， near the window, 靠窗户。Okay, page 52, 52. And we have the new word, 地道。Now, this is a funny word because some people actually reverse it, say 道地。So 地道 or 道地, they're both fine. 好，第一，他说的北京话很地道。第二，这是地道的中国菜。第三，我今天买了一些地道的日本茶。I would say people from Taiwan would say 道地的。Okay, and people from mainland China, PRC will say 地道。